Here on the Tiger Sports Network, we're joined by Tiger Cross Country Senior Captain Kevin Frick, taking a look at the 2010 fall campaign for the Tiger Harriers as they've run three meets now and head towards the back half of the regular season before the North Coast Athletic Conference Championships coming up in late October. And first of all, Kevin, thanks for taking some time with us. A good year so far. The Tigers have placed in the top half of a couple of very high-quality meets so far. And I guess the question is, how's the assessment of this team so far in the 2010 season?
Well, so far I'm very excited about how things are going. The team is much stronger than it has been in the past. We're running in a good pack, and it's just there's not a whole lot bad to say about it.
This team finishes seventh a couple of years ago in the North Coast Athletic Conference, eighth last year. Goal, of course, would have to be to finish in the top half. It's a loaded conference when you take a look around the region. But at the same time, with the youth combined with the experience on this team, it just seems like in a lot of ways the sky seems to be the limit.
Absolutely. You know, like you said, it's a pretty stacked conference, but I don't know who's out there that we can't compete with. And we got some young guys and some old guys who have some good experience. We're finally learning how to run cross country, and you know, I just think we compete with anybody out there.
Part of what's happened with this program over the course of the last couple of years, Kevin, is the fact that the mileage over the course of the season has improved, the work ethic over the course of the off season has improved, and the times justifiably have fallen as a result. Talk a bit about that whole process, because you've been one of the spearheading guys in that regard, and as a result, a lot of guys have really fallen suit as well.
Well, over the past, we've had some pretty young guys with not so much cross-country experience, and so we haven't been able to do as much mileage and as intensive training as we'd like to be doing. But now that all these guys have a few years of cross-country under their belts, they're a little bit older, they can handle it. We've really got the mileage going, the intensity going. I mean, even for myself, I've been at this for 10 years, and this is the most intense I've done, and it's really exciting to see that people are really buying the system and doing well with it.
Talking with Kevin Frick, one of the senior captains for the Wittenberg cross country team, which gets set to travel out to Westerville this weekend for the Otterbein Cardinal Invitational. Then the following Friday, it's down to Cedarville for the All Ohio Championships. Kevin, last year was a special year for you individually. You end up finishing all conference with a 16th place finish in the North Coast Athletic Conference Championships in the cross country season. You also finished all Great Lakes region at the end of the season to cap off your campaign in your junior year. Both of those qualifications were the first for a Wittenberg cross-country runner on the men's side in a long time, including the all-conference nod, the first one since the late 90s. Talk a bit about what it means to you specifically to have accomplished something that no Tiger's done in a very long time.
Well, it certainly does mean a lot, and it was obviously one of my goals to come in here in college and be a good person on the team, be a good runner. And, you know, I've worked hard, and this is just kind of the reward for doing that. And also, it has a lot to go with Coach Penny and his recruiting. I mean, I wasn't looking at Wittenberg, and then he came after me, and he told me about the system, and I bought into it. And, you know, running with his program has really just turned me into a solid runner, and I'm excited that the accomplishments have come along the way.
And, of course, the improvements along the way have been a big part of it as well, to go from freshman year to sophomore year and then to junior year, getting that all-conference and all-region nod. It has to be one of those things that just gets you more and more excited to come out on a season-by-season basis to know that, hey, I'm going to be better this year than I was the year before.
Oh, for sure. I mean, every year I've improved in my place in the conference and the regional. And coming into the senior year, this is the last hurrah, really. So I'm here to do better this year, continue the trend. And so hopefully we can start looking into even later November, maybe national meet.
The Tigers will have that conference meet coming up on the 30th of October, then the NCAA Great Lakes Regional meet on the 13th of November, with the opportunity to qualify for the national championships the following week. Kevin, it's a team that's seen a number of young men step up between either freshman and sophomore year, or in some cases between sophomore and junior year. Maybe one of the best examples is now junior Jarrett Cowgill, who's really stepped to the forefront. He was the number one runner this past week at the Calvin Knight Invitational. talk a bit about what he's done, a couple of other guys as well who've really stepped to the forefront. Like you mentioned, these guys weren't guys who ran a lot of cross country in high school, but now all of a sudden they're really getting their feet wet and really thriving in the situation.
Yeah, specifically with Jarrett, I mean, he came in having never run cross country before college, and so over the first few years he struggled a little bit with the mileage stuff, but then he had a monster track season last year, and he's really just kind of slingshotting off of that. I mean, I've run with him over each of the past few summers, and he's been doing some great mileage, and even along with his brother Kyler, he's been doing the same stuff, and he's improved tremendously, also off of a great track season last year. And so they're just, you know, they're really running great right now, and it's a testament to how well they've been training.
A couple sophomores in the system now, Trevor Grandy and Adam Markins have been in the top seven. You've got some freshmen as well that have broken in and really pushed this entire group. I guess we thought a couple of years ago that this was going to be a big senior class that was going to be rolling along here, but instead the team just seems to be reloading now on a year-by-year basis.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome how the youth, the freshmen, sophomores, and the juniors now have come in and really taken over a big role in the team, and they're really important to what we do. And as long as they keep going, then, you know, every year it just seems like we got more people, so you can't go wrong with that.
Kevin Frick, senior cross-country runner for the Tigers, all-conference last year, all-region as well, scored last year in the 10,000 meters on the track as well during the outdoor campaign for the Tiger track and field team. Kevin, this is a program that perennially produces one of the best grade point averages across the board, and the work ethic, I guess, as a runner is easy to translate into the classroom because it takes a certain mentality to go out there and put in the miles, especially on days when it's hot and humid. Talk a bit about the general work ethic in the classroom for this program, because you're not going to get a GPA like this cross-country program has without putting in that time and effort.
Well, the discipline on the team is really tremendous. We have guys here who obviously want to come out and run cross country, continue their running careers. But more importantly, we have guys coming out who want to get degrees and go into the workplace and have successful careers. And so that's what we're here to do, and that's exactly what we do. You know, we go home from practice after dinner, and we hit the books, study, all that kind of good stuff. And, you know, it shows on our tests and our exams and everything like that. So obviously, the discipline for runners in general is very high, and with this team especially, it's just really tremendous.
Well, Kevin, we're looking forward to seeing how this team fares down the road, and best of luck in the next couple of weeks and on into the conference championships.
Thank you very much. It's been good talking to you.
That is Kevin Frick, one of the seniors on the Wittenberg men's cross-country team, talking about the Tiger squad as they get set for a meet out in Westerville, the Otterbein Cardinal Invitational on Saturday, and then the All-Ohio Championships coming up on Friday, October 1st. This is the Tiger Sports Network.